Welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, a mom of two with a passion for helping you live well and have the courage to show up for yourself and your family. My goal each week is to give you a quick dose of courage and empower you to pause more, slow down, and not feel pressured or distracted by this world, and to remember that you always have a choice. I'm so grateful you're here. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, and I thank you so much for spending time with me today. I want to share a quick bit of hopefully encouragement and courage today too. And I want to talk about the worry and the wait. Because a lot of times, I've talked about the waiting before, and lately it's really, really been on my mind how we sit and wait in hard things in life, hard seasons, hard situations we're going through, and the waiting can be life-changing in good and bad ways, depending on how we show up for it and handle it. It can really move us closer to God if we allow it. It can move us closer to people in our lives, or it can really hurt us and harm us if we consume ourselves with worry and anxiousness and stress. And I've ended up, I feel like, on both ends of it in hard seasons in life. And I'm to a point where, sitting in a hard season right now, I feel stronger and bolder, and I have more courage than I have in previous seasons. But I still have days that overwhelm me. I can feel the stress and fear filling up. And I found ways that help me. But overall, I do notice how I've grown. And I do believe the past hard seasons have helped me to grow because of what I learned during those seasons and how I allowed it to change me and how I leaned on God and learned how to show up in that hard season. And so first, some of the things I thought of, and when I say the worry and the wait, I want to help you not to worry throughout the wait. And worry is one of those things that I feel we can improve on. I used to worry a lot more than I do now. I'm much more at peace in my life than I used to be. But that doesn't mean that worry doesn't come on. It doesn't, you know, I don't have days or moments or things that bring it on. And sometimes it creeps up on me and gets me before I even realize that's what's happening. But I do feel like I've become more aware. And some of the things I was thinking about when I first started writing notes and researching, and it's funny when I find a topic that just keeps appearing. In a book I'm reading, the waiting kept appearing. I kept seeing quotes on the waiting, and there's so much that can happen in the waiting. And the first thing I thought of was the quote, "This too shall pass." And my grandma used to say it when things would get hard. And I feel like my mom has always been super just calm when things are going on. And I always would repeat that to myself, "This too shall pass." And throughout the many hard seasons that I've experienced in my life, grief, loss of loved ones, you know, loved ones going through fighting cancer, disease, hard friendships, depression, like just a lot of things you go through in life, hard things with your kids. It always passes. It always passes, and we all make it to the other side, even if it's not the ending that we were hoping for or that we thought should be the ending. It always passes. So that's the first thing. This too shall pass. And I say it in my head a lot. This too shall pass. And secondly, I feel when something gets hard, I think to myself, how can I get closer to God during this? How can I grow? How can I learn? But most importantly, how can I get closer to God? And that in my past seasons, some seasons I was not good at that, but I learned how to talk to God more, talk to God throughout my day, talk to God before conversations, talk to God before decisions, when I'm making decisions, pray more, spend hard time in prayer. I do prayer walks. Anything that brings me closer, getting in the Bible, talking, speaking about God more. If I'm going through a hard season with someone else, I try to speak about God more, telling them, sending them Bible verses, telling them what I'm feeling from God, telling them what I think is helping me or what I've read that's helped me, or a devotion, sharing devotions. Nothing, I'm far from an expert at the Bible or any of that. I am nowhere near that. But I feel when I feel encouragement, courage, hope, strength, trust, any of those good feelings that I'm getting from something, a quote, a Bible verse, a devotion, a talk, someone preaching, I share it. I watch it. I tell someone about it. And that I feel like is my way to share Jesus or to share what I'm getting from it or the encouragement. Because again, I'm not an expert and I can't, you know, quote verses. Most of the time I have to go back and look it up where I wrote it down or I don't have any of that. But when I get something, when I feel something from it, I like to share it. Thirdly, finding joy and good in the hard seasons. And I've talked about this before and it can be really, really hard. And one of my kids was going through something recently and I think I went maybe a little too early to try and get them to find the good. And they said, there's no good with this. There's no good going on this situation. There's no good. And I get that because initially I think sometimes when we get hit with the hard season, we want to shut down. I'm really, really good at shutting down, and I've learned that over the years. But now that I'm aware of it, I know when it happens, how I can process through it. Maybe it is for just a little bit, and how I can show back up. But finding some kind of joy in the cracks, the little bit, making myself laugh at something, a hug. I'm talking the simple, simple joys. Don't overthink it. When you're in a bad, bad place, seeing a pretty sky, a sunset, a text from a friend, someone smiling at you, just fresh air, the ocean, the small, 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 simple joys, your family, the health of your kids, a hug from your kids, going out and seeking small joy and allowing it to get in your heart. And then lastly, I thought about what I was just talking about showing up because I'm good at shutting down. I think it's easy to, depending on what you're going through. And there is a little bit of shutting down that personally I think I need. And I saw how my kid needed it just to kind of process what's going on. But then learning how to show up. You know, and we talk about showing up and I think showing up is really important. But what we show up for is even more important. Because when I say show up, I don't mean show up for everything. For me, what I've learned when I'm in a hard, hard place, and this might sound like two completely opposite things, but I learn how to back off. Not necessarily shut down, back off. And show up for the things that are important. That are needed. So when I say back off, when I'm going through a hard time, I'm in the waiting. I don't know what's going to happen. It's a hard season. Like when I had my in-law that was really sick, I had two of them, many months of watching them suffer, not knowing that waiting period, whatever it is, a loss of a job, not knowing when the next one's going to come, maybe a struggle in a relationship, a marriage, a friendship, a kid going through something. There's so many things we all can go through in that waiting. And no comparison as to what one person's going through in another, because whatever we are walking in is our own struggle. It doesn't mean it's better. I mean, it's easier or worse than another. But whatever you're going through is your struggle. So don't minimize it because someone else is going through something harder. But also don't do that to someone else. Don't minimize what they're going through because you think yours is harder. We all have our own struggle, and nobody knows the walk and the waiting you're going through because we all have different scenarios in terms of how our family's responding, there's a lot going on in everyone's life, so you can't compare. But when I say back off, first of all, before I talk about showing up, backing off, when I'm going through a hard time in the waiting, I can feel a lot of overwhelm, anxiety, stress. I ended up with shingles at one point when I was in a hard time in a waiting, and there was a lot of hard things going on at one time. And it was because I wasn't backing off with what I needed to back off for, and I wasn't showing up for what I needed to. And so when I say backing off, I give out a lot more no's in the waiting, a lot more no's. And those no's are the ones that they're really, really hard because they're ones maybe I would easily say yes to when life is good and things are going well and I'm not in a hard season. But I know that my bandwidth can only go out so far. And so when I'm in a hard season, when I'm in the waiting, I give out no's when I need to, just because of my bandwidth. I got to keep it on the people I'm taking care of, myself, my health, and those people. And there's no's to the people just outside my bandwidth because I don't have it. I don't have the energy. I just can't. And even when I think, okay, that'll be okay, once I say that yes, it sucks. It just takes my energy away because I'm in a hard time. And so even in order for me to wait and feel okay in the waiting and believe it's going to pass and know it's going to be okay, I have to say more no's. And those no's might not make sense to other people because sometimes that's a hard way to explain it. You know, I'm going through a hard time. I got to say no, because then it becomes even more. And sometimes that just doesn't work right now for me. I got to say no, because you got to learn your no's and yeses in any time of life, but especially in the hard season of waiting, to help your overwhelm, to help your anxiety. And it's okay. Rest is important. I get it. Society, people, friendships, maybe your family doesn't even see it as important. Rest is important. Quiet time is important. And so on the other side, when I say show up, showing up is important during the hard season. We can't completely shut down, close up. We have to show up. And that is where we build that strength muscle, that courage muscle, that faith muscle, that trusting God in the hard time muscle. That to me is the showing up. But when I talk about showing up, I'm talking about showing up in my morning, my quiet time with myself, in my morning, in my Bible, in my devotion, prayer, in my prayer time, showing up for that, not skipping it, not putting it on the back burner, not sleeping in because I'm in a bad place every single day and ignoring that. I show up for my prayer time, show up for my quiet time, and I show up believing it's going to be okay. So I show up trying to take care of myself. I show up trying to still connect with my family, my marriage, my health, trying to show up to go for a walk, get fresh air, get outside, do a workout if I can, get some sleep if I can, back off, show up for myself by saying no. So backing off is important because you need to back off when you're overwhelmed, anxious, stressed out. You got to back off. You can't keep going. I don't believe keeping going is the answer. And everybody's personality is different. And what you need is different. And we have to get to know ourselves. But for me, when I'm overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, I need to back off. But I need to show up for myself, for God first, my family, and my health. That's where I talk about showing up for those things. I'm not talking about showing up and just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing through, but if it's hard to get up and go pray in the morning, then yes, I would say show up and push through. Get yourself up and try to have quiet time in prayer just a little bit in the morning, even if it's 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes in a devotion. But show up for God, getting closer to God, your relationship with God, because that is the one thing for certain that will help you get through a hard time and the waiting. That is the one thing for certain that won't let you down. People, we let each other down. So don't rely on a person to get you through the waiting and the hard time. We have good people in our lives. We do. But God is the one that's there for you. And some of the quotes that I read recently that really helped me, because our perspective is huge in this. If we don't allow ourselves the ability to change our perspective for the good, we can stay in that shutting down, that rabbit hole, that angry, that resentful, that mad at God, that why me pity party. All of that can come from a bad, bad perspective. So shifting your perspective to all of what I just said, this too shall pass. It's going to be okay. I've got to get up and find some good. I got to get fresh air today. I got to get out of this house. I got to get off of my phone. I got to get off of social media. That's showing up for yourself. Not scrolling when you're in a bad place and seeing what everyone else is doing while you're in a hard place. That is not showing up for yourself. Showing up for yourself is shutting your phone down, turning on some good music, worship music, music that makes you happy, whatever it is, getting outside, finding a smile, saying a positive word, posting a Bible verse on your refrigerator. Simple things that are showing up for yourself and your health, your mind and your perspective, and believing that you're going to get through it. The Serenity Prayer is a great one to get through it. And the quotes that I've read recently that I want to share. So I'm reading Lisa Whittle's The Hard Good, which is a really, really good book about the waiting, showing up, finding joy. It's a really, really, really good book for that. I highly recommend it. And one of the things she says in the book is, showing up is a way to defy death. Not the literal death, but the kind that happens before we know it while we are still alive. So that's when you shut down. When you shut down and you don't get out of that bad place. Choose different. Choose to show up for you today. Show up for God. You can't fulfill whatever God is doing in you, whatever God wants for you, whatever God has planned for you, if you're not showing up, if you're shutting down. So show up today for God, for you, and to have the hope to get through it. So one of the other quotes I saw from Toby Mac was, and I'm not saying this exactly, but what God does for you during the wait is more important usually than what we are waiting for. So what are you doing with your wait? What are you doing during that waiting? And listen, I've been in waitings in the past and not made the most of it. It took me several hard seasons to learn what I could be doing in that waiting. And most importantly, was getting to know God, getting closer to God, talking to God, building my relationship with God. And that was what I got in the waiting. And that is what I'm getting now in the waiting. And then Lisa Whittle, in the same book that I'm reading, The Hard Good, asked some questions. And again, I'm kind of paraphrasing, remembering. She said, would you wait differently if you knew it would turn out okay, if you knew the waiting would bring you closer to God, or if you knew you'd become a better person because of the waiting, would you wait differently? So think about that. Whatever it is you're in, small thing, big thing, whatever, we're all waiting for something. Even if it's not a huge, horrible, hard time, we're all waiting for something. So what can you do in this waiting? Show up. Get closer to God, get stronger in your faith, become more confident in who you are, your faith, that it's going to be okay, and find that courage. This is where you strengthen that courage in this hard time. So what are you going to do in your waiting? Don't worry. Don't worry during the waiting. When that worry comes on, I want you to back off and ask yourself, am I showing up where I need to in my life? And am I backing off where I need to? Because so much can happen in that waiting. Bring yourself, bring those around you closer to God. That's the biggest thing you can do. And there's nothing better than that. So I want you to think about this week. What are you in the waiting for? And what are you doing during the waiting? So thank you so much for being here. If this encouraged you, if you know anyone that would benefit or might enjoy this, please share it with them. Please go in and leave a review for me. I would love to hear from you. And thank you so much for being here. Take care.